welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 2nd, 2026, and I'm very grateful you chose to be with me. I've got a wonderful question here. This is from Jan. Jan lives, she says, in the Midwest. That's all she's going to tell me, and that's all right. I don't need to know anymore. And evidently, she heard her, as she called him, her preacher, talk about death. And it dawned on her, she said, why were we made or born to die? And evidently, the sermon he gave was about dying and the inevitability of our death and where we go after, blah, blah, blah. She didn't want to get into that. She just wants to know, as she said here, why were we born to die? Why would God do that? Well, you know, if you put your thoughts in the context of a God and you wonder what the heck God was thinking, blah, blah, which is the way most people go about understanding this dilemma, then it doesn't make any sense at all. But religion has forced people to try to believe in it. And it's easy to believe for most people because, frankly, we're not very bright. We're just not. We're not that. We have no wisdom. We're smart people, but we're not wise people. And so we just don't think in terms of outside the box, the box of our beliefs, the box of our thoughts, the box of our concepts, just our basic boxes that we get involved in. So with all that being said, that's partly why all of this is going on inside of us. We just don't get it. We don't understand. So let me say this to you, and hopefully it will help you in some way. We are an evolution as a spiritual being, not as a human being. And first of all, there is no God in the sky, in the ethers, that determines right and wrong, good and bad, who dies, who lives. I know we like to think that it's anthropomorphic on our part, but it's really silly, and it doesn't bring about any true insight. If you stay in your pedestrian mentality, you will never understand why things are the way they are, why there is issues in our life of right and wrong, good and bad, innocent people being killed as it looks like to us, and how unfair that is, babies dying before they get a chance to live in this world. All of this stuff is so pedestrian. You have to step out of this, Jan, and if you don't step out of it, if you don't move away from the concept of a God that would create such matters, you won't find yourself in any position or posture to understand. If you meditate, if you learn to meditate, if you learn to keep an open mind, if you learn a mind that is no longer pursuing the only thoughts it can think, if you can go beyond that, then something of the other shore will start to ripen within you. Something will start to happen. And you will begin to become aware of a goodness that lives within you. And there is this order of the universe that most people cannot understand. My answer will never be the answer. My answer is only in accord with the awareness I currently have. As I begin to mature more inside of me, that will probably change. But for right now, the only answer I can really give you is it's not what you think. It's not what you perceive through your five senses. It's not a human experience, as it were. And as long as you live in the idea of the only answers I can understand are the ones that are predicated in my mental genetic acuity, then you're not going to understand very much, and nor am I. I see things in a different way. these questions of dying, that anyone who enters into this world is going to die. Anything, anyone. It doesn't matter about their longevity and all of that. Eventually, they are going to pass away, as it is called. And that is a part of this life experience. It is not something that the human rational mind, based in DNA and the will for survival, self-preservation, is going to be able to truly understand. So what's the use? The effort is to live our life from the compassion of a heart that is seeking the soul, that can recognize the soul. And if you do that, then you have something very unique. You have something very special. You have something very beautiful going on within you. And it will change your insight. Let me put it this way. You can have thoughts, or you can, if you wish, meditate, work upon yourself, let go of your pedestrian mindset, and have the impression come to you. The deep spiritual impression of how things work in this world. I am a student of the Tao, and the reason I am is because it explains the order of the universe, the order of this world and the universe itself. And for this, I am deeply grateful. Does it satisfy my intellectual premonitions, curiosities, state of mind? No, it doesn't. But it does answer the question that you are asking. We were not made to die. In this world, anything that enters into it dies. It's like if you are going to be a swimmer, you're going to get wet. You're going to jump into water and you're going to get wet. Anyone who swims gets wet. Anyone who lives in this world dies. Jesus died, Buddha died, Lhasa died, the great three, as I call them. And anyone who's ever been a master of the within. And we've had many, many teachers that have come. My teachers all died. Everyone dies. That is what you get for living here. To look at this as failure is truly foolish. To look at this as the ultimate experience in this world would be to miss. You have to understand, there are certain things that are the way they are. And they are not as punishment. It is not a punishment to die. It is a liberation. And when it happens, it happens. It is not always pleasant. It is not always glorious, blah, blah, blah. It is not always understood. And for the most part, people do not understand it. They do not get it. So for most people, it looks like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that can happen. I have found in my work, both at hospice, my own inner work, and my work with my students, that the most awful things are the way people live. How we choose to live in and of this world. So if I am foolish, I will squander my life, and I will only be thinking about the end. If I'm a wise person, I will not squander my life. I will give thanks for it, and I will use it in a means and a way that allows for love. And that's all that really matters. See how you love, as the Buddha said, and what keeps you from the journey. This is the only thing that truly matters. And if you understand that, as Jesus said in the Gnostic Gospels, there will be those who will never, ever taste death. And he is right. The death will not be something, you know, physiological. It will be something so beautiful that you will carry it with you wherever you go in this universe. I'm sure my answer is not gratifying or satisfying to you, but It's the only one I have for now to explain to people who are literal minded, such as yourself, Jan. I wish you well, and thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.